USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The U.S. State Department is urging U.S. citizens and others to leave the area of Kabul's Hamid Karzai International Airport immediately, citing a specific credible threat. The alert comes hours after President Joe Biden was warned by commanders that another terrorist attack was highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours.
For the live stream, so we are here, the Antifa and LGBT groups are getting ready to come counter-protest a straight pride event.
A group of Antifa were saved by police after they were beaten and forced to retreat at a violent left versus right protest in Modesto, California. Conservatives held a straight pride event in Modesto on Saturday when Antifa and other left-wing protesters showed up to start trouble. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Two new studies from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show fully vaccinated Americans' immunity to COVID-19 is waning as the more transmissible Delta variant continues to spread across the country. One study, which focused on frontline healthcare workers, found that vaccine effectiveness declined by nearly 30 percentage points since the Delta variant became the dominant strain in the U.S. The analysis also concluded that the COVID-19 vaccines were 80% effective in preventing infection among the frontline healthcare workers. Joe Kent, a congressional candidate who served in Iraq, said the U.S. military lied about the progress in Afghanistan for two decades in an interview with Fox News host Tucker Carlson on Thursday.
Nearly two decades of lies come unraveling. The U.S. military has been saying for nearly two decades we've built this Afghan government and this Afghan army and that they were worthy of the sacrifice of our brave young men and women and that they would hold.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I pledge allegiance to the queers.
A California school district is investigating a viral video showing a high school teacher bragging about removing the American flag from her classroom and suggesting that a student pledge allegiance to the LGBTQ flag instead. The teacher, identified by Fox News on Saturday as Kristen Pitson of Newport Mesa School District in Orange County, was seen in a viral social media video speaking about the daily Pledge of Allegiance at her school.
Okay, so during fifth period, we have announcements and they do the Pledge of Allegiance. I always tell my class, stand if you feel like it, don't stand if you feel like it, say the words if you want, don't have to say the words. So my class decided to stand but not say the words. Totally fine.
The Newport Mesa District told Fox that the incident involving the teacher was under investigation. France and the UK will propose a UN safe zone in Kabul. USA's Dan Naraki has more.
France and the United Kingdom will propose the creation of a safe zone under UN control in Kabul to protect those trying to flee the country. French President Emmanuel Macron told a French newspaper on Saturday that the countries would make that proposal at an emergency UN meeting on Monday, where the ambassadors from the U.S., Russia, China, France, and Britain will meet to discuss the humanitarian and security situation in Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.